The Lord is our help and our shield. These Wells Military Services devotions are intended for everyone, but especially for our military personnel and their families.
In the 13th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Matthew, we read from verse 43. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. The title of the devotion is A Glimpse of Our Glory. Those who expect to take a trip to a new land, whether in peace or war, appreciate seeing some pictures of where they are heading. As their eyes gaze upon the unknown spaces, their minds try to place themselves into the picture. Jungle or desert, mountains or ocean, what are the people like in that place? What will it be like to be there? The future is unknown, but a picture may make one say, I think I'm going to like it there. Of course, it may also lead one to conclude, I'm going to hate it. They who realize that they are strangers here on earth naturally wonder what it will be like to live in the place that Jesus is preparing for them. They pay special attention to the verses of the Bible that offer descriptions of life in heaven. The closer their departure date seems, the more closely they may look at the pictures Scripture provides. There is no video of heaven, not even a snapshot. Yet a fellow named Stephen got a preview. He said, Look, I see heaven open, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. That's in Acts 7:56. But he was quickly killed and had no chance to describe in greater detail what he saw. The Apostle Paul reported that he once was caught up to paradise, but told us he heard inexpressible things, things that man is not permitted to tell. So we are left with other words of Scripture to tell us about heaven. We learn what is not there. No sin, no sorrow, no pain or death. Instead, joy, peace, and glory will be enjoyed by us forever. The transfiguration of Jesus gives us a glimpse of that glory. Regarding Jesus, Matthew tells us, His face shone like the sun, and His clothes became as white as the light. That's in chapter 17, verse 2. Moses and Elijah, who left this world long before, showed up. Then a bright cloud surrounded them. From the cloud a voice declared, This is my Son whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him. Visitors from heaven had arrived. It was exciting. It was terrifying. It was a glimpse of heavenly glory. A blaze of light had pierced the darkness. The Apostle Peter later wrote that he was an eyewitness of divine majesty. He surely was. But there was more. The Holy Spirit inspired St. Matthew to show the connection between the transfiguration of Jesus and the followers of Jesus. Matthew reports that Jesus had just described what will happen to those who reject him and follow Satan. On Judgment Day, his angels will throw them into the fiery furnace where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And what about those who follow Jesus? Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Jesus had shone like the sun. In eternity, so will we. That's worth remembering during the dark and cloudy days in our lives. We are going to share in the glory of the Son of God. Exactly what will that be like? Wait and see. Until then, we live in the brightness of His blessing. The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace. Amen.
This message has been produced by Wells Military Services. For additional devotions or to learn more about Wells Ministry to the Military, go to wells.net/military. Wherever the Lord leads you to serve Him, remember these words of Scripture: God's faithfulness will be your shield.